Bad Love by Jonathan Kellerman. Copyright 1994 by Jonathan Kellerman. Chapter 1. It came in a plain brown wrapper. Padded envelope, book rate, book sized. I assumed it was an academic text I'd forgotten ordering. It went onto the mail table along with Monday's bills and announcements of scholarly seminars in Hawaii and St. Croix. I returned to the library and tried to figure out what I was going to do in 10 minutes when Tiffany and Chandra Wallace showed up for their second session. A year ago, their mother had been murdered by their father up on a ridge in the Angeles Crest Forest. He told it as a crime of passion, and maybe he was right, in the very worst sense. I'd learned from court documents that absence of passion had never been a problem for Ruth Ann and Donald Dell Wallace. She'd never been a strong-willed woman, and despite the ugliness of their divorce, she had held on to love feelings for Donald Dell. So no one had been surprised when he cajoled her into taking a night ride with sweet words, the promise of a lobster dinner, and good marijuana. Shortly after parking on a shaded crest overlooking the forest, the two of them got high, made love, talked, argued, fought, raged, and finally clawed at one another. Then Donald Dell took his buck knife to the woman who still bore his name, slashed and stabbed her 33 times, and kicked her corpse out of his pickup, leaving behind an Indian silver clip stuffed with cash and his membership card in the Iron Priest's Motorcycle Club. A docket-clearing plea bargain landed him in Folsom Prison on a 5-10 for second-degree murder. There he was free to hang out in the yard with his meth-cooking Aryan Brotherhood bunkmates, take an auto mechanics course he could have taught, accrue good behavior brownie points in the chapel, and bench press until his pectorals threatened to explode. 4 months into his sentence, he was ready to see his daughters.